There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast. On the left.
Live from your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Do you feel like still kind of sick and hungover
from Comic-Con? Weekend? Yeah. Yeah, San Diego, man. I did not realize. Yeah, wonderful people. Great drinkers. And then we just did a lot of that.
You made them great drinkers, though. You brought a bunch of people a bar and then were like forcing beer on them. You have a
I didn't force beer on them. We had our beers. Do you know where I was?
Where?
The bar was called Top Gun. It was where they shot the final scene of the movie Top Gun, where the lady walks in and then Tom Cruise looks her way. And then they like, that's how you know they're in love. So it was a bastion of love.
Tell me if I'm wrong or not. Doesn't he make her hold a banana between her knees and say, just call yourself Bill?
I don't know about all that. This is Side Stories, everyone. I am Ben Kissel. There is Henry Zebrowski with a brand new, dare I say, Timothy McVeigh-esque brush cut. Nice haircut.
That's interesting that you say that. It's you say this as if the majority of my hair is on the top of my head.
Yeah.
But it is not.
Oh.
What it is that it's just been shaved on the sides. I'm trying to slowly but surely get used to what my skull looks like and what this will be. Because eventually I will be bald, and I can't be one of those motherfuckers that's somewhere in the tail end of having hair that has just like that poof on the front of it, so I look like Tintin.
I gotta say, I think it's kind of cute, though. You got the little poof, you're holding on, you're letting people know you once had hair, and I think
now,
it's kind of fun.
I talked with the woman cutting my hair, who is wonderful, and what she said to me was that the whole thing is to never show like you're pretending to have hair. Like, don't hide that you're balding. Sort of just like you have to sadly embrace it, like my father does when I see him, where he embraces me even though he disagrees with my entire lifestyle.
Well, there it is. Yes, going back really quick, San Diego, the Comic-Con Adult Swim shows were so great. We sold out the Balboa Theater, and that was awesome. Everyone was so unbelievably nice. And, man, we talked about this a little bit up top during the live show at Balboa Theater. Woo! The odor of that convention center after a couple of days, a lot of people sweating in suits, a lot of individuals who, sweat and semen. It was an interesting, pungent smell.
It definitely was a stiff pant. Like smell that came from men. I'm going to just go and blame the men because they only really bring one cosplay outfit.
Right.
Women, I think, know more, so they bring multiples and they kind of change in and out. But like this dude, like most of these guys that got one, they rock the entire time. It just gets grungy real fast.
Yeah.
And you're just pressed pubic mound to pubic mound. Whew. In that convention center. You are in an intimate space with these people.
Really are, man. It was kind of horrifying.
I do get overwhelmed a little bit, but what I do like is that it's honestly a very friendly atmosphere. Comic-Con, the SDCC, though, is specifically way more of an industrial con. When I went to C2E2 in Chicago, it's way more like traditional nerd festival.
Well, I honestly no idea what these acronyms... I know the Comic-Con one's San Diego. What's CTD2?
C2E2, which is the... that's a comic convention and video games and nerd culture in Chicago. And also Dragon Con in Atlanta. If you ever have a fucking chance to go to Dragon Con in Atlanta, it is a nerd fuck fest.
All right.
It is just nude women writhing with the luckiest men, smiling. The costumes are great, and it's really just about nerd culture and not about all the movie industry tie-ins like SDCC does.
What are the dragons up to? They're just hanging out? We're going to start going to, Brooke and I are going to start going to Ren fairs, so look out for that.
Why do you want to do this?
I don't know.
You're just going to change your lifestyle? That's a nude lifestyle, dude.
Because no, I can go honestly, to a Ren fair. It's just one. It's a weekend.
I will say, I was trying to buy a corset for Natalie. That is a part of the Ren fair lifestyle that you must embrace.
Of course.
It's nice because then you get to go corset shopping and I can just pick all whatever my grubby, nerdy hands wants to put on to Natalie for me to see. So that's fun. But you're going to be a troll there. They're going to give you a big club and there's going to be a bunch of little fuckers dressed as knights trying to fell you.
How is that different than my normal life? I'm going to fit in so well there. You know that you traveled around with me for years. Just constantly people be like, huh, big guy, huh? Big guy. You think you're a big guy? I'll take you out of your knees.
I finally had to make a stance. There was that one woman. I think there was that final contact. It was during the VIP meet and greet at the Balboa in San Diego, where someone said something about how, like, you're the biggest boy in the whole world. And I was like, seriously, he's going to fucking throw himself off a building. Please stop talking about his size.
I mean, the sad thing
is, go.
If I do that, then I'm just going to land on my feet and I'll be just fine. That's a tall joke. No, we love you guys. That meet and greet was so sweet. All right. Well, Henry, the first little tidbit, little story that I wanted to get to you, basically, this is for you. July 18th, 3 days before my day of birth. This was in China. There was an eyewitness.
China,
beautiful place. I've heard great
beautiful place. Absolutely great. Incredible place. Tremendous place.
Great place to have a trade war. In no way we're going to lose that. An eyewitness caught a UFO over China last week. And if you want to see this, go to UFO Sightings Daily. And I just want to hear your perspective. This guy, Bob Laser, said the smaller craft he worked on in Area S4 inside Area 51 had three main engines that glowed at certain times. Reminds me of the sighting over the Chinese airport years ago that shut down the airport, and it looks a lot like the UFO that was spotted again July 18th in China. So what are we looking at here? Because you saw the video.
Kissel, first of all, you've mentioned Bob Lazar, who is a problematic figure in UFO culture. Well, just in terms of that, he's also weirdly religious, and there's many people, like everybody in UFO culture. That is the one thing
now,
I will say.
Being religious isn't problematic.
I'm not saying religious. It's just the other side. He's an esoteric man that has been lambasted for many sides of the argument, which I always love, because there's no universally accepted figure in the UFO world.
Sure, but first of all, it's Lazar. Why don't just go to Laser? Laser is so much more fun than Lazar. Lazar sounds like a lazy slug or something.
Laser makes you sound like a female gladiator.
Yeah. Who doesn't want to be? Yeah.
No, you're a UFO investigator. Technically, you're trying to get people to say that you're serious and that you want to be taken seriously. So you go by Lazar.
I don't know if that's the case. If you're a UFO investigator because you want to be taken seriously, that kind of, buddy. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Wait till I fucking make the shift. Wait till I can finally shuck off all this comedy bullshit and finally just leave the grid and be able to go after my true pursuits, which is what is the true root and nature of knowledge.
Well, put on the cap. You saw the video. What were we looking at there?
It's very compelling. I looked at it. And honestly, the way it goes, bleep, 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 bleep. Like, if you see it, it is pretty big, thick orbs in the sky. And
thick
they do,
orbs in the sky.
They definitely go, blink, blink, which is cool. And not like in a rhythmic blink, blink. Like, it wasn't like airplane lights. It was like a blink, oop, blink. Which I think is interesting, and it does pop in and out of clouds. You see it dematerialize. Whatever you want to say about it, it's probably some form of plasma.
Okay.
I would say, again, it's a really good example of M&M technology. It's a fairy light, as you would probably call it back in the day, but that's spelled F-A-E-R-I-E.
Okay.
Fairy light. So it was something that's very interesting. It's a very common orb, but I will say very compelling, good footage. Them Chinese cameras, man.
Great stuff. All right. So we have a recent UFO sighting.
Yes, and I do want to also bring up my friend Ellie from Oregon sent me this very fun story about kind of a mixture of that. There was a radio program called American Family Radio hosted by Jeanette Mefford and a guy named Tim Daly. It's like, I guess he's from the Family Research Council.
Oh, so
when he says Family Research Council, it means he's researching his children with his cock, right? Is that what that means?
Honestly, man, that's a blue joke, but you know what? Anything goes. That's Tony Perkins, these really far right-wing evangelicals, they're all a part of it. Oh, they're nuts, man. I grew up with all these people, and their parenting techniques that my parents adopted, not necessarily the best.
No, I don't think so, man.
No.
But what he definitely said was that Bigfoot and alien sightings are a part of the devil's plan in order to destabilize our view of a godly life, that we sit and that we watch Bigfoot. But Bigfoot isn't fake. It's sent here by the devil for us to see it, so that the more big feet, big foots we see, right, the more we're willing and apt to listen and be persuaded by the devilry of demons.
So there's no... This is what's so fascinating about really far right religious people and then like really far like witchcraft people. There is a Venn diagram yes. where they just believe in all of the things that are perhaps what some might consider to be make-believe.
He's what I'm
but
saying.
But they just
He's
believe literally the same saying, thing. They should just get together and be friends.
He's legitimately saying what I believe, that Bigfoot is an ultra-terrestrial, that it is like a form of energy creature. And it's interesting that he says that, but it's this idea of like, and I like, it's just, man, rhetoric is interesting because you look at it and it's the whole opposite side of the argument because right. he says, oh, it will destabilize a religious life. I can't believe the devil uses us as his tools. And he says that's bad. And but right. I'm immediately like, awesome. Good. Right. You know, and so it's kind of funny on two different worlds. Like, if I saw Tim Daly, we'd probably have to strangle each other. Like, we would probably have to attack each other right after he tried to fucking kiss me. And I let him kiss me.
Sure.
Because I could show him how good I am at kissing him, and then he'll start crying and shit and be like, you need to leave your family. You need to go to Williamsburg. You need to go to West Hollywood. You need to live your lifestyle. You know what I mean? And I'll do that for him. I will break him of that. I'll pat his bottom and I'll say how cute he is and how nice he is just so that he opens up so he flowers.
Well, I think he'll like that kind of McHale's Navy haircut of yours. It'll make him feel all masculine and tough. And
what are you talking about? This is the romance. Tough. I look very tough.
No, I know. I'm not. But you know,
closer you get to, you could see my stress vein.
Oh, honestly.
You see my stress vein?
It is pulsating. It's like
very thick.
It's like the intestines in the dude in the movie Annihilation when they're just like roaming all around his chest. But unfortunately, that's near your temple, and it might end up being the shotgun blast to your head.
Whatever it's got to be, man. Whatever ends it.
You know, that is so funny. So that means this family research radio or whatever, I guarantee you there were hundreds of thousands of parents who sat their children down that evening, and they just regurgitate what they hear on these conservative Christian radio shows or
Absolutely.
In their books. And I'm sure they just were like, you know, Bigfoot. Bigfoot's real, okay? And it's sent here from
so
the devil.
So first of all, they
and
have
the
to be
kids
like,
whoa, are just like,
what the yeah. fuck?
And then my whole childhood was just like, what are you even talking about? What is happening?
But that's why we became the way we became.
Yes,
so it was the same
true.
Thing. It's like severely Catholic, you know, wanted to be a priest when I was growing up. There's a part of you that I think that when you have been forced to digest that the devil is real, and not only is he real, physically real, like he can show up, is that his commandant is Bigfoot. And that he can send it out. Like he can say, like, there's something about it. It gives you an extra dimension to life. They don't understand that them creating them physicalizing the devil as like the real Sauron or Thanos, to use the new Marvel
sure.
universe to help our younger people to understand,
mm-hmm.
is that when you use when you create him as Thanos, that then he does exist, and they are actually helping people like me who are trying to constantly subvert the things that they believe.
Now, isn't there another contingency of thought out there when it comes to Bigfoot, as if he is like a spiritual entity, like a good spirit and stuff like that? Aren't there some
sure.
folks believe that?
Oh, yeah. They call him the wise man of the mountain. He's also, I believe, Sasquatch. I'm actually not sure.
I don't
Can
know.
You actually find out, Titties? Do we know, is Sasquatch, is it, I
yes.
believe it means man of the mountain.
Of course,
Sasquatch.
Travis is with us as well, as always, our main man here.
Ah, yes. The British Columbia, they named the creature by a Salishan variant, meaning the benign-faced one.
Oh, interesting.
You know, like Harry and the Andersons. You could believe in that face.
Great. Oh, my God. Don't even get me going. What's the name of the lead actor on that? Charles Grodin. Now, that guy. Charles Grodin.
Was he Charles Grodin, the lead?
Wasn't Charles Grodin? He was involved in some movie involving a Sasquatch. I swear to God.
You're thinking of Beethoven.
Oh, that's a big dog. That's a big dog. Yeah.
It's a St. Bernard's in it.
That dog was so awesome.
It's John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
Was in Harry and the Hendersons. Yes, Harry
and the Hendersons. You know, do you remember that audio from way back in the day where this construction site, I don't know where they were, but they drilled and drilled and drilled and drilled and drilled, probably doing some early form of fracking or trying to find some oil or something. And then they started to hear the sounds of hell, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It was in like a Siberia or some shit.
That audio was played in my church when we were growing up as definitive proof of hell. And all this stuff, again, I'm just screaming, but like, what the hell is going on?
No, it makes you look how much you like Pantera now.
I've always liked Pantera. They're
That's
cowboy,
what I'm saying.
They're cowboys from hell, although I don't know how you keep your hat from not burning. But
that is a cute observation. I don't know how.
Yeah.
I think it's because they are, too, made of basalt. As I would say, is that the name of their hat, so it would be made out of brimstone. Which is also funny, because the hat has a brim. Isn't it, Kissel?
It is funny. It is funny.
I just feel like it's just very evident of who we are now as people. That this is, we've grown very accustomed to the supernatural, and to the idea of evil being real, and it just so happens that if you sell me real hard on evil being real, eventually I'm going to find it sexy. And then as a boy, jerking off, thinking about all the goth girls that wouldn't even look at me because I had my weird fucking cargo shorts on or whatever shirt that fit from Walmart.
You know what I mean? Nice.
And then it makes you move towards your goals.
The Walmart American collection. Wonderful stuff.
Yes.
Speaking of Pantera, as we've said before, RIP Vinny, he is now deceased. And then, of course, Dimebag. And I got to say this, and this is what I said after that death when we were at the Rainbow Room, should have been Phil, because Phil is the one who basically killed Dimebag Darrell because he told his audience to go beat him up. And then his audience is so extreme, they think that means shoot him in the face with a shotgun.
But unfortunately, I will put the sort of Games of Thronesian, like, fantasy rules in there, where if Dimebag Darrell wanted to live, what he'd have to do is that he'd have to properly defend himself, which means carrying a gun with him at all times on stage.
He's playing the freaking guitar!
Yeah, but if he was, like, Blaze Foley...
A gun guitar?
Whoa!
That would be fun. I mean...
Think about that! Or you
what
have
if it
more...
goes off when you're pretending
metal,
that the guitar
dude.
Is an extension of your penis and you're pointing it towards it, and you kill the whole front row? And
that's what you get, man. That's what you get for fucking sitting front row, man. And those guys would have died being like, that's the most metal concert I've ever been to. If I got shot by fucking, you know, Lars Ulrich's drums, then what would happen? Everybody would be very excited. It would actually probably increase sales.
Yeah, he'd probably find a way to sue you for it.
bitch.
All right, well,
goddamn fucking bitch, man! I watched Some Kind of Monster again.
Oh,
I don't know why
no.
I did it. I was cooking in the house, and I just wanted to revisit it. And this is what I'll say. Okay, listen. Every group of content creators have problems. All right,
yes,
and they have
sure.
personal issues, and they have to work it out. We're still people. Like, yes, James Hetfield does mow his lawn. He does have his life. Billy Corgan is not a human goblin. Like, he has a wrestling company. It's like, you know what I mean. Like,
I love that wrestling side to Billy Corgan. He's so funny.
He did a very funny interview on Joe Rogan. It was very funny. And he was on the cover of Cat Fancy and all that shit.
Yeah. I love it.
Like, you know, if you're metal gods, if you're James Hetfield, you're Metallica, you're metal fucking to the extreme.
Yeah.
There is just no reason to pop that bubble and allow me to see the petulant boy fighting that they had to do with their therapists and shit. It's bad for them.
And it's not some kind of monster. It is like some kind of like weak mid-40s males. I don't understand. I thought it was going to be a metal documentary.
No.
And I really was going in super jazzed, and then it turned into a therapy session like it was a horrible reality show on MTV or The Surreal Life or something on VH1. And
Honestly, at least that shit. Yes, it does hurt you forever. But honestly, it's Surreal Life at least is trumped up. With Metallica, you see more of their truly sad side and actually how hard it is to go into relationship maintenance. And it's a thing that people should think about in terms of when you get married and all that kind of shit. It's like if you're going to go into couples therapy, know that it's not the sexiest, funnest thing that's ever been.
Yeah, no one's ever there for good reasons. You know, it's never great times. That has people go on in to couples therapy, but if you need help, go out there and you get that help.
Sometimes I ought to think it's good to maybe do it when you don't need it so you can check in.
Huh. All right. Well, this is another story. This one comes to us from Delhi. Now, this story is absolutely insane.
It's a little bit older.
Yeah, it's way intense. It's from July 2nd, and I actually had texted Henry the footage. There's footage of what happened here on LiveLeak. This article says it's a scene out of a horror movie. The bodies of 11 members of a Delhi family, 10 of them hanging from an iron mesh in the ceiling inside one room, were found at a residence. And the body of a 77-year-old woman was lying on the floor in another room of the house. Now, there was no forced entry whatsoever, and they were found by Milkman. Milkman here.
Yeah, he found a milkman, which is like a milkman's like either dream or nightmare. Where it's like, because some milkmen, I think, are like, because mostly what you hope as a milkman is that you can kind of see like the lady of the house in her panties while you're looking through the
window.
I honestly think it's very true. But then the worst option is seeing a naked woman. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the 1950s, the milkman. Very nefarious time, the 50s.
Well, according to the Delhi, the Hindustan Times, it was the milk container delivery man.
The milk container, okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I hope that's filled with milk and not just they drop off empty milk containers every morning, because that's just kind of a really cruel joke.
Very sad. Do you remember what milk was like? That's all it is.
It used to be held in these here containers. So the cops think this might have been a spiritual thing. This article calls it a godman, which I believe is just a spiritual guru. And there is some suspicion that they were attempting to seek or attain salvation. And there's really no definitive evidence of this other than a couple of notes. And the last handwritten note read, "Using a stool and keeping the hands, eyes, and mouth tied up will help attain salvation." And I have no idea what would drive these people to do this.
But evidently, this
is a mass suicide. And I've never heard of anything really like this. And I don't really know how they were able to even pull it off. Did the 77-year-old woman, is she the one who removed all the stools? Because they did have their hands tied up. They did have their eyes were blinded. Did she do that?
I will say, it's already really difficult to get your family all on the same page. I don't imagine what it would be like to get them all to commit suicide. I mean, like, fingers crossed. But a part of it's like, it seems like she orchestrated it. They had a plan. There was they wanted it to be, but at the same time, it wasn't really planned because they had events they had scheduled for the day. They had like dry cleaning to pick up, and they had weird shit. They were not found until the milk containers were left out for days, and they went to go looking at them. They think that maybe the lead woman may have poisoned herself and then hung herself, which is very, very interesting. I wonder what it means. I'm really hoping this is not some Ant-Man and the Wasp tie-in. Because sometimes
you think this is integrated marketing?
This could be. I mean, we have to check to see whether or not their sneakers had Paul Rudd's face on them. Because if that's true, that would be how innovative. It's disrupting the media.
Well, according to this researcher, he said during the search of the house, certain handwritten notes had been found which point towards observance of some definitive spiritual and mystical practices by the whole family. These notes have strong similarity with the manner in which the mouths, eyes of the deceased were tied and taped. This is being investigated further to establish their links with the death. I mean, the youngest two were 15 years old. The oldest one, 77. It's just an entire family. And you're right, man. I mean, I can't get my... We can't even agree on what restaurant to go to.
Yeah, we can't decide whether to go to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. I can't imagine getting the two 15-year-olds to commit suicide unless you just bore them to death with stories from the old days when the milk used to have containers in them or the containers used to have milk in them. This is
very sad, though.
Obviously, it's very sad, Kissel. You disgust me. You would joke about this. But second of all, I would look at the what I actually feel really bad for is the kids, because a lot of times it's like what you see with kids in cults is that they don't know. And it's they are kind of raised in extreme religious belief, and they have no way of breaking the thought pattern and thinking on the outside of it, like thinking about like what it would be like to not kill yourself with your grandmother.
I guess if you're 15 and you've been hearing this your whole life, I suppose you go along with it. Just quickly to clarify, the milk supplier left the crate outside. A neighbor then found it, and then the neighbor was like, "I'm going to help out this family," and then he is the one that saw the family members hanging. And I gotta say, what's that reaction got to be like? I think you got to drop the milk. Number one,
yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, you're dropping milk, which
you have to.
That's very fucked up. I imagine the word would be shocked.
I think that that's very true.
I think you'd look in there and be like, well, I mean, obviously a very haunting sight as well, is that you walk in, you see 11 people hanging from the ceiling. I wouldn't really enjoy like doing a podcast afterwards. Like, I mean, maybe I'd get it out. Maybe it's good to start with it, but it's a hard cold open to be like, right. Hey guys, yeah, welcome to Last Podcast of the Left. Saw 11 bodies hanging from
anyway,
a you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's very difficult to start a day with it. But it's obviously a very mysterious case. So wonder if things come out as things go with it. Oh, and speaking of mysterious cases, the sarcophagus was opening up, the dark sarcophagus that was found. For a while, what they thought it was going to be, for a second, they found this, like, unclaimed sarcophagus. I don't need to jump from this. And they thought that it was going to be... possibly that it could have been Alexander the Great. They were just coming up with shit of what could be in the sarcophagus. So they were going to pry it open. And of course, everyone's like, don't pry it open because it's fucking, that's literally the plot of the classic universal horror, The Mummy.
Of course, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. And then, yes.
But what a difference in, like, what's your idea of a man? Brendan Fraser? Oh no, The Rock. It was quite a difference in casting there. And I'm a Brendan Fraser guy.
Honestly, he was great. He was great. And at the time, he was very handsome, and he did a very good job in that film, being a doughy-eyed boy.
Yes.
Surprised by mummies.
Who wouldn't be?
But they opened it up, and it was just three skeletons and a bunch of red juice that just turned out to be leak septic water.
Oh, man, I shouldn't have drunk that.
Honestly, there was a petition. I joined it as well. I joined the call on Twitter because there was a petition. Someone did a change.org thing that said, like, let the people drink the red juice.
Oh,
and it had 150,000 signers on it, which is, like, more than any political change.org petition I've ever seen.
Yeah, I believe it or not, sometimes the masses that are collected on social media might not have the best intentions in mind.
There's something about mysteries. I ended up spending a long time on Reddit, Unsolved Mysteries, this week. I get into it because there's some kind of distraction. I've deleted Twitter off my phone. So now I do is in that missing time where I would normally check Twitter, I've been reading about the deli story. I've been reading about the sarcophagus story. And then I've been reading about another story that's about a man named Robert Fisher. And there's a really good Amazon doc on him right now. In 2001, a house in Arizona, I believe it was Scottsdale, Arizona, exploded. And when they went down and excavated it, they were like, well, obviously this is arson because someone just pulled the natural gas line. They found out it belonged to the Fisher family. Robert Fisher was missing, and the two kids and the wife were both inside, and their bodies were found barely recognizable, burned from the explosion. But it turns out their throats had been slit, and the wife's head had a bullet in it. And then he blew up the house. And the dude fucking disappeared.
And is he still on the run today?
Well, there is a lot of theories. There was a lot of people that if he was an avid hunter, it's a really interesting story. And you should look up Robert Fisher and watch the Amazon doc, because the one on the Amazon Prime is really fucking good. And it's very, it's just kind of spooky because it's about like this guy goes and he's kind of an asshole. And he's an outdoorsman, and he kind of fancies himself a survivalist. And it seems like maybe he took his wife's car and the family dog, because he said he loved the dog more than the family. He drove it out they found the car 10 miles later with the dog still underneath it, which is the saddest thing in the world.
Because he killed the dog.
No. He trained the dog so well that he said stay to the dog, and it stayed at the car for 10 days. Maybe it ate food. God knows what it was. But it was alive when they found it, and then he disappeared. And there's a lot of people think that maybe he went, which I do agree. But basically, yada yada yada. It seems like they were a very religious family, and he was caught getting a fucking happy ending in a jerk shack after a massage, and his wife flipped out, right? And so she threatened to divorce him, and he wasn't having it. And finally, they kind of fixed shit a little bit, but they had a kind of a contentious, on the inside, totally fine marriage on the outside, one of those bullshits.
Right.
Things that maybe she found out that he was squirting another gherkin while she was, like, while they were back together after he had kind of fixed shit up. And she threatened to divorce him, and then... After his weird ego and the idea of being divorced as being like a smirch on his Christianity, is that instead he just killed the family and blew up the house.
Oh, yeah, that's going to save his reputation as a good Christian. That's the perfect way to do it. Well, interestingly enough, going back to that deli story, they found the dog, I believe, alive as well. So, I mean, as far as dog life goes... Not horrible stuff. Good news.
Yeah, two for dogs, zero for humans.
Yeah, we're trying to find... And this was 15 years ago already.
Yes, this was in 2001, and there's some recent sightings of him because the cold case got reopened in 2017. Wow. There's a lot of stories about it. I just ended up in that world, and I love unsolved mysteries because it's my I love disappearances and shit like that because it gets you honestly, good man, and scared.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of his family. Now, that's obviously extremely sad, number one. We all know that. But how the hell do you actually get off the grid?
You have to be very determined. I think he just committed suicide.
You think so?
That's my theory, is that he committed suicide and he's somewhere in one of the caves. He said basically they found the car abandoned near the mouths of like these several caves, which is this area that he used to go hunting all the time. And so they wonder whether or not he literally just climbed down in there and shot himself in the head.
Yeah, that's totally crazy.
It's a crazy story. And it was like just one of those you watched was like, holy shit. It's kind of similar. I would put it in the world of Killdozer, where like,
oh yeah,
it's just something scary. I mean, I get it, man. These like determined, these determined white men creating massive mayhem because they just do it. They just have a confidence. Just do whatever the fuck it is. He's fucked up.
He's got those. Yeah, he does. He definitely has those eyes.
He has Adam Lanza eyes.
Yeah, you can see that. And you get the feeling he does want to have the perfect family. They got their little Sears portrait picture here.
Yes, it all has to be completely perfect.
The lies.
He was shown to be a control freak.
I believe that. The FBI is still operating as if he is alive, and he is still on their most wanted list, which is...
Yes.
So hopefully, maybe get some closure for the relatives if they can find the body.
Man, you should see the aged version of his pictures that are pretty great.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it.
They're pretty funny.
I will say they treat him pretty well.
I guess so. They do throw a goatee on him so you can see, which is not really.
I do love that. I love the goatee. I'm on the run goatee. I'm on the lam. Better get a goatee.
That military-grade buzz cut is also very disconcerting on a father.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to be a little kinder looking, you know?
Do you?
That's what I think.
My goal is honestly, as I grow older, I want to look more extreme.
Well, I know that's your goal, and you're going to go out in the middle of nowhere, so no one's even going to see you.
I'm going to get jacked. I'm going to get a head tattoo.
You're going to get a head tattoo?
Yeah, man.
Like Mike Tyson.
I'm going to get a tattoo that just says UFOs land here at the very top of my head. I'm just going to start doing that shit, man.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
As long as you don't get it tattooed on your tongue. I think.
What if I... Squirt, 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 squirt. Oh, thank you.
Disgusting.
This is some kind of bukkake party?
Oh, right.
I decline the invite to the bukkake party. I can start getting that hat. You ever seen the hair tattoos?
Yes, I have. I think, doesn't Post Malone have one of those?
Well, yeah, I don't know. That I don't know. I know he has the face tattoos that say, I guess, always tired.
Yeah, why, what is happening now? And now I'm old, right?
Yes.
So I have to say, what's happening now?
What's happening now? It's the cloud rappers. I've been telling you about cloud rappers since fucking Biggie and Tupac.
It's so permanent. It's very permanent.
Cloud rappers love to not articulate their thoughts. They love lean, and they love big shirts with big, wide neck holes.
Huh.
That's what they like, and they like rapping. They like ribbity rapping on the internet.
Remember when like ICP, they were extreme, but that's makeup. And they just wipe that right off, and then they can like go to the supermarket. No one's going to know if it's crazy J or something.
People thought Kiss was evil.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
but
shit
then
like
Gene
that.
Simmons is just, you know, he's just a multi-millionaire businessman.
Yeah, they thought They thought Kiss was like going to end the world. They thought AC/DC was the most evil, satanic group in the world, and really it was just about hot women with big thighs and drinking a lot of beer and then talk about how hard it was on the road because they weren't great enough to think of songs outside of the things that they knew. And a part of it was they made me feel good. AC/DC is still my favorite workout music on the face of the planet.
You know, I mean, honestly, AC/DC was, I guess, in a strange way, given a bonus by that psychopath.
Richard Ramirez. Yes, Richard it definitely Ramirez, made them I appear guess. To be more evil.
Yes, Angus Young. Yeah, they're all very tiny, but a lot of kicks and stuff like that.
That's what I like about it.
I remember speaking of church, going back to that, we also did have a full... Oh, Malcolm Young is dead. Man, I forgot. I forget all these people that die. We did a whole night in Satan's service spiel for our in our little youth group. Because we had a cool pastor, so he knew about KISS, but he also knew that Satan was speaking through Ace Frehley's cat mask.
Now, you're going to want to look at this picture of KISS here, because you know what it's about. The cat man himself, his lithe movements, his tender knees, his swift little buttocks, and the way his chest is purred, you know he's trying to make you gay. You're looking up here, Gene Simmons, long tongue, you wonder, you sit and you wonder what it's going to be like wrapped around your dingus down there making you gay.
Honestly, man, I would laugh, but that is pretty accurate. It's just, and I'm like, why is everything making you gay? Like, I think this is a personal problem for you,
sir. No. You look at Gene Simmons, his tender ankles, you're wondering what those ankles would be like in your hands up above your forehead as you're plunging him deep and down in his ass pussy. I meant his, he's making you gay. You gay.
Knights in Satan's service, but everyone forgets that song God Gave Rock and Roll to Us, which is basically a Christian melody.
Yes. Yeah, it's about God gave us rock and roll and we're supposed to like it because God gave it to us. It's right. It's same thing with Iron Maiden. It's all about defeating the devil. They always talk about the devil as bad, but it's like, which is still awesome because Number of the Beast fucking rocks, entire fucking album, killer shit. But I like about all those guys is they're super small because that's what rock and roll used to be for. What I don't like now is all these guys are good looking. That's the only thing I almost like about these cloud rappers is because the fact they're all gross. The fact that they're using music to equalize their lifestyle. You're supposed to be small and ugly or fat and weird or tall and long and you're supposed to use your skills to get laid.
Well, hey man, I am not against them. It's not my personal cup of tea. But you know what? That's fine because everyone has to have a different beverage. That's what I always say. And I just want to make sure
that
they're
happy. That's the first time I've heard you say it.
No, I know. That's coin it. But you know, I just wonder how they're going to feel about those face tattoos.
I think they're not going to make it to the age where they are going to think about it. You know what I mean? I think their goal is to not make it.
I see.
It's cool for them to die. But I tell you what, I feel like it's not cool to die.
That's right. And if you're out there, it's not cool to die. So you stay alive.
You keep on keeping on. I guess unless you're Terry Schiavo and you're locked in your body, then it should be cool to die.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even want to get into all that because I was just thinking.
Why? Is that a hot button issue?
Well, no, it makes me so sad because there's this documentary called Gleason all about this guy who was a New Orleans Saint. And then he got a block kick return for a touchdown, and the Saints ended up winning the Super Bowl, and that was the way they started their season. He got Lou Gehrig's disease, and then he got the surgery where he got to stay alive. But then you're just like the guy in Big Lebowski. Bulk of the series, love your work, sir. You're basically in an iron lung.
And you
can't do anything, but your brain is still active. And then that is like, speaking of Metallica, that's what that one song reminds me of.
Yeah, it also reminds me of the fucking, the Mr. Show sketch with the kid who jumped into the vat of acid because the songs were telling him to kill himself. And then the second song was like, finished the job, head first this time. I feel like there is some medical advancements though that are coming up. They actually are working on a head transplant surgery.
Yes, I saw that. I saw that.
I want to put it on.
What are you going to put it on?
What are you going to put it on?
Dog.
What?
I want to put it on a dog.
That's weird.
Everyone loves dogs.
I want to put mine on a hot lady's body.
Yeah, but then it's just gonna leave. Well, why do you? All right. You know what? That's fine. Just to try it. Just to try it. Just for
a little while. Play with my own boobies. See what that power is like.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure how all that's going to work.
I would point at people and just be like, you're disrespecting me. Then pull out my boobies and slap them around a bunch and then play with my bean in front of a bunch of people.
Huh. All right. Well, interesting. Interesting take on the lives of a woman.
I don't know the life of a woman.
No idea.
I don't know.
All right, everyone. I think those are just some fun stories.
This is what this show is for.
That's mostly what it's all about.
What I do think is cool is people to also go and do your own research on this kind of shit. It's like, I like this as kind of being like our flavor of like, we'll bring up stuff. And if you want to like do a deep dive on some of these stories, there's a fuck ton of them. And keep sending us ideas for stuff to talk about.
Yes, and the last podcast network at gmail.com. If you do a deep dive on any of these stories, I mean, not too many pages, but if you want to write a good one-page synopsis on something, I'd be more than happy to use that on the show and obviously give you some credit for it because that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll take your free work. We'll take your free-ass work, but we'll make it fun about it, and it'll be cool. You'll have fun with it.
It'll be great. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. Henry loves you and Dr. Fantasty. Those are his sosh-meads.
My sosh-meads, yes.
Ben Kissel won. I love that Instagram, man. I've really enjoyed the Insta stories.
I love Insta stories.
Yes, because then you get to see people's faces, and then they have to be mildly nicer because they're not anonymous, and I really like that.
Yes, but also it's like it's still technically owned by fucking Facebook, and I wish that it would all stop. When's the solar flare going to come, man?
Yeah, man.
When's
I've
it gonna fucking come? I want it
I
to be
know.
Wiped out. I want technology to be wiped out just so that people have to deal with it for a second. You know, just like a yeah. little bit. Which is why I'm converting whatever money I have into precious metals and stones. And I mean, I put them all in like gilded things around my house and I know that I can melt them down.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking. You know what Jack should do? The owner of the Twitter, Saturday, Sunday, take a day off. End it. Just give like let people like break out, and then they'll be like, "Oh, hello, family. How are you? Oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long." Because I think that would be very healthy for everyone. Just every now and again.
All I know is they got us programmed like a bunch of fucking rats in a maze,
yep.
and they're fully to their advantage every fucking second of the day. And well, unfortunately, MoviePass is also another gigantic data grab where they're finding out a bunch of stuff. But technically, MoviePass is kind of worth it.
Well, $10 a month, you can go see any movies you want. That is
yes.
kind of worth it.
But they're learning about you and your habits, and that's the goal, is to figure out more ways to control you.
Yeah, I have a feeling that both of us would just be categorized as like lonely nerds. And be like, no, we're not even that lonely. I have to see the Mr. Rogers doc. I have to see the first Purge. I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, fuck. You know what I also forgot to bring up? Which now we got to talk about the next fucking episode is liquid water. A whole lake, 12 miles of water was found on Mars.
Yes, I saw that.
They have a whole fucking lake. We're going to fucking Mars, man.
We're going to Mars. And
I want
to. I would love to go to Mars.
I want us to be the first podcast on Mars.
I love that. The first podcast on Mars. I love it.
It's
let's
probably
going to
be something like Neil deGrasse Tyson's bullshit. But I'm going to let's skip him on the line.
Yes, we have to just, I'm going to shoot up there. I'm just going to like, I'm a janitor here. I got to do a quick clean before this space shuttle takes off. And I'll stay on it in a very large closet.
Yeah.
And then halfway through the flight, I'll be like, oh, it took off.
And you got to get your Zoom. You got to sneak the Zoom on there.
Yeah.
So you can record yourself going like, whoa, Mars is,
Well, I think they're going to do a mission to Mars, but then there's no return date, which I'm also, oh man, if you're going to do it, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, buddy. I think about it sometimes, except I love my family too much.
Well, you have to bring everyone with you.
I mean,
Wendy.
But what they said, apparently,
Wendy in space.
I would do Wendy in space. Oh, so cute. She'd die so fast. It would kill her guts, but she would be so cute. But also, you're technically not allowed to have sex as part of that suicide mission. That's a part of what they're saying, is that you're not supposed to make any love. And I don't think I can keep my hands off of Natalie.
Well, I think they don't want anyone to have the children, because then that'll make things even more complicated. And they don't got enough room for a daycare right now.
Yeah,
so
that's
why it a little bit trickier.
That's why I keep smoking that weed, make my sperm all slow.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. We love you. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan. And make sure if you're going to do one thing today, just live and then laugh about it.
Uh-huh.
And then love that you're laughing.
Oh, that's actually nice.
Right? If you walk it through, it's nicer than just saying live, laugh, love.
Right.
See you, fuckers.